Pietà by Giovanni Bellini. Christ is in the center of the painting, with his unarmed hand resting on the front edge of the tomb. The clotted blood seems to rise from the wound along the forearm. The other hand shows the paleness of a bloodless body, accentuated by the contrast with the rosy complexion of the Virgin's hand. The Virgin, her eyes turned red by tears, draws her face near to that of her son, perhaps searching in vain for his breath, a split that cannot be reassembled. Saint John the Evangelist turns his head outward, his gaze lost in his pain, his mouth open. With meticulous truth, Bellini describes the muscles, veins, and tendons of the dead Christ, unnaturally erect, whom the painter exhibits in all his beauty, while the sky, crossed by thin clouds, announces the hour of sunset. On the left, there is a landscape. A road forks towards a castle and a church. Also a stream, below, is divided in half, with fast waves that form a whirlpool around a dry tree. Bellini's Pietà, donated to the Pinacoteca in 1811 by the Viceroy of Italy Eugenio di Beauharnais, came from the Sampieri collection of Bologna, where it had been kept since at least the end of the 18th century. Its history before then remains unknown, as is its previous owner, perhaps a very well-educated person. The strip on the tomb contains a reworked version of verses by the Latin poet Propertius, a classical singer of affections. The painter declares that if these painful eyes move to tears the ones who are looking at the painting, the work by Giovanni Bellini itself will be crying. The purpose of his art is therefore to engage the viewer emotionally. Bellini accomplishes this by shortening the distance between the protagonists of the painting and the observer, thanks to the proximity of the figures and the expedient of the hand of Christ that protrudes forward. The gestures and expressiveness of eyes and mouths communicate the relationship of affection that binds the characters and accentuate the sense of loss. Bellini exalts the expression of feelings that touch deeply, thus revolutionizing the devotional painting of the 15th century and the traditional theme of the Pietà. The work also marks a change in the painter's style, distancing itself from the influence of his brother-in-law Andrea Mantegna. A new natural light, for example, softens the incisive and clear contour typical of Mantegna, and illuminates with reflections the curls of St. John, the edge of his robe, and the mantle of the Virgin. With this authentic masterpiece, Bellini enters the mature phase of his painting, made of light and color, at whose school will feed some extraordinary protagonists of 16th century Venetian painting, from the enigmatic Giorgione to the volcanic Titian.